His Connections on MSONewsSports.com, a podcast connecting the North Shore. Really happy to be back now with Paul Layton of the Salem News and a longtime correspondent over there in various capacities. Paul, welcome back.
Thank you, Rick. Thanks for having me.
So much going on since we've talked. Things are beginning to open up a little bit more. The governor relaxed some restrictions on restaurants, or more restrictions have been relaxed this week. And so in terms of the pandemic, Paul, high schools are back playing sports in a limited fashion, but school is back in session. And I wonder if we could start there and maybe get your view as to what you've seen.
Right. Well, here in Beverly, the high school just started going back in a hybrid fashion on Tuesday. They went back a little later than the younger kids. The school committee voted last week, I think, a couple weeks ago to move up the date when high school kids would go back in person, because things have been improving in terms of the number of positive cases. So it's like everywhere else. It's a little bit, you know, everybody's trying to calibrate when the kids can go back, you know, how often they can go back. In Beverly, the younger students, you know, kindergarten through grade four, have been going 5 days a week, and they just go for half a day, or they go until noontime, and then they go home. They have lunches for them, and they bring them home, and then they finish up at home, you know, remotely. Then the middle school, grades five and six, they've been going in person a couple days a week, and the rest remotely. And I just said the older students, grade 7 through 12, just started going back in person this week, and then I'm also, you know, learning remotely on other days. So, yeah, it's just it's like an ongoing, you know, moving experiment. But I have, you know, things seem to be going, you know, fairly well from what I've heard. I haven't heard of any, you know, positive cases, but you know, as we found out, things can change at any moment the way things are going.
You know, I was going to ask you, anecdotally, the people I've talked with who are parents and workers, they're the ones who are struggling the most with this thing, and I'm sure it's probably that way everywhere in Beverly, Salem, and so on. Have you heard people, you know, originally when people were started working from home, it was a unique experience, and For some people, it's been a really good experience. Do you see that across the board too, Paul? It's just sort of up and down depending on who you talk to?
Yeah, I think it really does, you know, depend on the situation. I've heard, you know, some parents have said that the students actually can learn pretty well online, but I think a lot, you know, I think overall people would prefer to be in person. I mean, I think that's kind of obvious, but the schools are promising that this time around, the remote learning would be better, and you know, to be fair to them, it was difficult in the spring. That was thrown at them all at once, and they just had to you know, put together quickly this online program. But so we do need to follow up on that and talk to parents and students and see how things are going. But hopefully, you know, it's working out better than it did last spring, when I know a lot of people were disappointed in the quality of the remote learning.
Well, Paul, your story's in the Salem News. You're all over the place covering a lot of geographic area, not just Beverly. And I want to get to really a headliner in today's paper having to do with the Salem Country Club.
Yes. The club held its annual meeting last week, and they were told that the club has received an offer to buy 48 acres of land that's, you know, it's just open land right now. It's next to the fifth hole, and the developer, whom they haven't named, at least to us, you know, has offered to pay $13 million to buy the land and build an apartment complex of 280 apartments. So I did speak to the club president, Charles Fox. He didn't want to say much more. I don't, you know, they weren't really expecting this to be out in the public at this point, so I understand that. So, I mean, it might not go through, but it is interesting that they do have this offer. And, you know, I also found out in looking into the story that the club, along with some other golf courses in the state, which I didn't even know this program existed, but they get a pretty big discount on their property taxes, up to 75%, because it's open, you know, recreational land. So that tax arrangement could be affected by a sale too. So there's kind of a there's a lot involved in this, and it's really at its earliest stages. So I'm not sure if it's going to go through or not.
Well, taxes, that fits right into some national headlines. Paul, back to Beverly now, a story that I've been following for a long time. And again, I encourage readers to go to today's Salem paper to read the story about the Salem Country Club that Paul's written. But the other thing that you've written about recently here is the old McDonald's restaurant. When I first came to Massachusetts, that's one of the first places I was ever introduced to as a senior in high school. Oh. When it was McDonald's. And then when I was working in the area in college, I'd go there occasionally for lunch, and it brings back some nostalgic euphoria for me, if you will. And that place was turned into an eye doctor place or something or other for a while, but it's been sitting there vacant now. And bring me an update on that, Paul, because it looks like maybe eventually a restaurant is going to get put there.
Yes. Maybe and eventually are probably the two best words. I think it's closer than it has been in the past. It's funny because when I, you know, tweeted out this story, I said this is probably the 20th time I've written a story that has a headline that says, you know, waterfront restaurant gets approval, because there's a lot of approvals required, mm-hmm. and there are a lot of next steps. But just to keep it simple, it's pretty far down the line. There's a proposal to build a 350-seat restaurant on that site. The land is owned by the city, and the city's been trying to get a restaurant in there for a long time to activate the waterfront. It's a beautiful spot down there, and not a lot of people go there because there's not much there in terms of public land. There is a public walkway behind the McDonald's and behind the other properties down there, but a lot of people don't really know they can walk along that whole waterfront behind the marina and behind the Tucks Point condos farther down. So it's really a beautiful site. But anyway, they've been trying to get this restaurant in for a long time. It's been held up by a lot of, you know, there were a lot of restrictions down there because it's on the waterfront. The city originally bought the property with a recreational grant, so they need to keep it open, you know, open space and open to the public in a lot of ways. But so anyway, the state did approve the restaurant, and but some neighbors. One neighbor told me that he does plan to appeal it, so it could take a while. And the developer himself, the guy who proposes to build the restaurants, said it still wouldn't open until the spring of 2022, so like a year and a half away. So people in Beverly have, you know, for the most part, people want it. Some people, including the neighbors, think this one's too big, 350 seats, three stories. It's a big one. There's not a ton of parking down there. It's kind of narrow streets. It's at the base of the Beverly-Salem Bridge, you know, so there are some questions, but I think someday there will be a restaurant there. It's just been taking years.
I know, and you know, it's funny. I was thinking, anybody who doesn't know, they're thinking, well, McDonald's, it's not by the waterfront, but that's over in North Beverly. This one is, as you just mentioned, at the base of the Beverly-Salem Bridge. But you know what I was thinking, though, Paul, when I read your story, that 350-seat, yeah, it sounds like a big restaurant, but in the days of COVID, you know, that means you can only serve 175, which is still pretty big, but maybe pretty forward-thinking by the proposed owners.
Right, and I did, and speaking with him the other day, his name is Marty Bloom, and he's owned lots of restaurants over the years. He's still involved in, I think he has ownership in four restaurants. There's one in Swampscott, Mission on the Bay. This one will be called Mission Boathouse. But he said, yeah, it's obviously, as a guy who has a big stake in a lot of restaurants, it's been a difficult time, and he said he never thought of abandoning this project, and he said in a way it's okay that it's taken this long, and that he still wouldn't open for a year and a half because he's hoping that things are cleared up by then, you know. So he's sort of looking into the future because you're right, to open right now would be really difficult. He's ready to make a big investment in building a brand new restaurant there, so I think he wants the opportunity to fill it up as much as he can someday.
You know, and finally, Paul, I didn't prep you for this, but what's your view, maybe in Beverly, we'll just focus there, on places, and, you know, no hard data, of course, if you haven't done stories on it, but on places that either have or haven't reopened? Because I know on Cape Ann, there were two restaurants in Essex, I believe, that did not reopen, and they formed a third one that is open. In Gloucester, there are at least two sort of pubs that are not going to reopen. Any sense of what's happening in Beverly? Are things going mostly back online?
Well, it's funny because one of our reporters here, Aaron Powers, is actually doing a story on your restaurants that have closed during the pandemic. And she was saying at our meeting this morning that in Beverly, she spoke with Beverly Main Streets, and they said in Beverly, one restaurant has closed during the pandemic, but four others have opened or are planning to open, four or five of them, which I was surprised to hear. So people are like, you know, like this guy who's trying to open the restaurant on the waterfront. They're looking forward and, you know, trying to plan ahead. And it has not been as bad in Beverly in terms of restaurants closing. And a lot of restaurants, like everywhere else, they put in the outdoor dining. And just if you drive down Cabot Street and Rantoul Street at any time, I mean, you're later in the day and at early evening, the outdoor dining is pretty full, just anecdotally from driving by. Of course, that's still just a fraction or a portion of what they would normally have. But so, I mean, it's been really devastating for these businesses. But at least in Beverly, they're hanging on and looking to the future.
Yeah, and thank goodness the good weather has helped. So what's coming up in the fall, Paul? Anything special? I mean, I not want to get specific, but, your story's in the Salem News. Anybody can find them just by going to salemnews.com. They're all there in the archives, and plus the most recent stuff. Paul Layton of the Salem News. I'm Rick Moore. This is MSO News Sports.
This season, start with a winning mortgage rate from your hometown team. Whether you are thinking about buying a new home or condo or refinancing your existing one, our loan rates are among the lowest anywhere. Check out our full menu of rates and terms and apply online 24/7 at institutionforsavingsloans.com. Institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.